Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January 21st, 2020. Well, today we're going to continue our little look in the book of Proverbs, and we're going to look at our second proverb. As we take this look at Proverbs, we want to keep in mind the proverb that we're going to look at today is Proverbs 1:7, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Again, as we're doing this little study, we'll probably be discussing proverbs that you know. And, you know, this is an important proverb for us to look at because we need to understand the fear of the Lord. Fear is healthy. Now, some may think, well, what do you mean fear is healthy? They might even be afraid that you would scare someone away if you talked about fear. But fear is healthy. And so you might say, well, why do you think fear is healthy? Well, fear is healthy because fear is a response to honor. When we are said to fear God, really what we're doing is honoring Him for who He is. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the maker of heaven and earth. We understand that He is the one that has given us life. We understand that He has given us all that good, that is good. We understand that He is the source of all things. Really, we can't overstate the glory which belongs to God. So, since we know who He is, then we know that He's worthy of reverence. He's worthy of honor, glory, and majesty. So when we fear the Lord, we're giving Him the place He rightly deserves in our life. Gill says this, "It is a holy, humble, fiducial fear of God, a reverential affection for Him, and devotion to Him. It includes the whole of religious worship." So, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's because we're really loving Him and expressing our devotion to Him when we fear the Lord. But you know, not only are we honoring Him when we fear Him, in other words, giving Him the place that He is due, but you know, I also think that it is good to have a certain amount of fear of God. And I mean, to be afraid of God. I think that's a healthy thing. I mean, when you realize that God is God and that He's the righteous judge, and one day you're going to give an account to Him, I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy to know that God knows our thoughts. I think it's healthy to know that He knows our actions. You know, when I was a boy, there were times, I mean, I was afraid of my dad. I was afraid to go against his rules. You know, let me give you an example. This wasn't even whenever I was a boy. This is as I become older. But my dad always told me, "Son, now, if you get arrested and you go to jail, don't even call me because I'm not going to get you out." Or my dad said, "You live under my house, you live by my rules. You don't want to live in my house, you don't want to follow my rules, you don't have to live in my house." You know what? I was afraid to break his rules because I believed that he wouldn't let me live in his home anymore. There was a fear to go against my dad. And I thought that was healthy. You know, there was the fear of disappointing him. There was the fear of the discipline I might receive if I was disobedient. And that fear that I had kept me from doing some things that my friends were doing. In other words, I know my mom and dad said not to do that. That is wrong to do. And I was afraid to do some of those things. So that fear that I had for my parents really kept me from sin. So I think a reverential fear of God is a blessing for the believer. It may keep him from sin. Why is fear the beginning of wisdom? Fear is the beginning of wisdom because fear puts God on a throne. When we fear God, we are recognizing that He has the right to be the lawgiver. We understand that His ways are higher than our ways. We understand that His ways are better than our ways. Fear of the Lord keeps us from pride. It encourages us to seek the Lord's ways. Fear causes us to seek out the knowledge of the Lord. And so this is good for your Christian walk too. Fear is good for you as you seek to walk with the Lord, because it's going to cause you to seek out wisdom, to seek God's ways and not your own ways. In our text, we also find what the Bible says about those who will not seek wisdom or instruction. Have you ever been around someone who will not listen to instruction? You know, they know it all, or they think they are above being taught. The Bible calls such people fools. I never want to be in a place where I think I know it all. I always want to keep a teachable spirit. I always want to be in the place of learning. Why are those who will not receive instruction, why are they considered to be fools? When they despise knowledge, they are despising the position which God has as King, Lord, ruler of heaven and earth. And so they are despising God when they are despising wisdom and instruction. So Lord, today as we come to You in prayer, we come asking You to teach us to lean on You. Lord, help us to know that knowledge of You which will lead us in paths of righteousness. I pray, Lord, that we will always keep a teachable heart. I pray that we will never get above our raisin. I pray that we will always seek You in Your ways. Lord, I pray we will never feel like we have grown so much that we no longer fear You. Help us to seek Your wisdom. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.